location where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.
Skip the tip.
The European Union and the USA are in talks for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, abbreviated to TIP. The expressed intention is to establish a transatlantic free trade area, TAFTA, between the countries of the EU and the United States by the end of 2014. If this legislation comes into force, the rights of investors will take precedence over the protection of our health, the environment, and social rights. The rights of corporations will have higher priority than the sovereignty of states. Sounds like a scenario from an unlikely conspiracy thriller? If only it were.
It were. It were. It were.
And that's really drawn on a long history of awareness of trade agreements, mainly the World Trade Organization, WTO talks, which, as part of the big three, the IMF, the World Bank, they've been pushing for this kind of corporate control for a long, long time. And they were defeated. I mean, back in the 90s, the anti-globalisation protests really raised awareness of that, and they defeated them. And they've tried to come back in different forms, particularly by signing one sort of country-to-country agreement. But we can defeat it. It has happened, you know. And I think it's important to sort of really link up. There's so many groups here today, which is really, really great, you know. It's really, really good to support each campaign. On our table, there's a petition, there's action cards, there's little stickers, which I've been putting up in toilets and on buses and all over. So it's really important just to get that, you know, that word out, TTIP, which, like Caroline said, is not exactly sexy, is it? I mean, it's just, it's a very, you know, that what? What's that? But I think the more people hear that word, they'll start going, well, what is it? You know, what? Why are people complaining about it? And here's Ellie. Okay, I'm Ellie. Fracking is one of the main things that will be directly affected by TTIP because it will give corporations the power to sue governments that don't allow it. So everybody in the fracking movement is obviously got to have TTIP on their radar and know what it's all about. Frack Free Sussex at the moment is working hard. There's three drilling applications in Sussex. The one at Morecambe just was approved for test flow drilling. There's one in Fernhurst, which is inside the South Downs National Park. So obviously that is unthinkable to allow an heavy industrial practice to be happening inside our national park. The one at Whisper Green is just on the border of South Downs National Park. And there is a new one just north of Worthing. So we're trying to raise awareness with the people of Sussex that we don't want our water poisoned. We get 80% of our water from the chalk aquifer. And even a 5% risk of that being contaminated is 5% too much for us. We don't want methane flaring across the county. We don't want huge, heavy goods vehicles driving toxic wastewater through our country lanes. We don't want, we don't want any of it. Basically, we say get out of Sussex! So if you have the time and energy and you need to, and you've got time to help spread the word, we're working hard to get around to all the villages and all the small communities in Sussex, teach people, because basically once somebody spent half an hour doing their own research instead of reading the front page of the Daily Mail, they pretty much start saying, what on earth is this all about? It doesn't take long to find out using this wonderful thing called the internet that there's a huge, huge public health effect, huge environmental effect. In America and Australia, the evidence is starting to pour out now after 10 years of this practice happening. Pennsylvania List of the Harmed now has over 6,000 names on it of people who have been directly affected with everything from nosebleeds and rashes through to brain tumours, cancer, pets dying, livestock dying, and their water poisoned. So it really doesn't take long to do your own homework and find out just how toxic this industry is. And the good news is we can stop it if we all come together. We've just come back from Australia, Bentley Protection Camp in Byronshire, New South Wales, where the community came together and said, no, we're not going to have it. And 2,000 people blockaded it. and it came to a choice of getting 800 riot police from Sydney or actually accepting the will of the people, and the people won. So it can be done. We have to talk to mums at the school gate, that's what I do. You have to talk to people down the pub, at the bus stop, everywhere you go. This is happening now. It's not something we can bury our heads in the sand about. It's happening in Sussex now. The applications are in. If you haven't objected online, you must do so. There's a petition online for West Sussex County Council to force a debate on fracking that needs 3,000 names. And if we get 3,000 names, then they have to have a proper debate about it, instead of shuffling it through behind everyone's backs. So take action. I've got sheets here that give you top 20 ways to get fractivated. Places to go for research, things you can do, ideas for spreading the word to people. So yeah, we must all join together in our communities. Okay, that's it.
About the TTIP is that it will generate $10 billion for the economy and will create loads of jobs. But actually, the report that was even commissioned by a think tank closely affiliated with the Conservative estimated that 80% of that was from deregulation, like abolishing these regulations that protect us. Now, Pip Tindall is here from Brighton Left Unity. Do you want to just say a few words, Pip, about that? About, yeah.
All right. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah, I'm here from Brighton and Hove Left Unity, but also from Brighton Benefits Campaign, who've been in existence for 4.5 years, struggling against the might of large companies, uncaring governments. Well, let's not say they're uncaring. We know who they work for. All our governments, unfortunately, except a few lucky people in South America, are governments actually, whatever they call themselves, work for big business. It's profit that runs the whole thing. That's what TTIP is about. It's so that they make unlimited profit. And we ordinary people who should be buying the goods and working in factories and doing all the menial stuff are just ignored. Our interests don't matter because we get in the way of them making money. If somebody sent off to do work there for nothing, well, it's not nothing, of course. All us taxpayers, the poor more than anyone, are paying the measly benefits so they can go and work for a casino or a corporate charity or, heaven forbid, a council or for somebody like Tesco's to save them having to pay any wages. It enables rich people to get richer and they cut taxes and they generally do everything they can. All the things where people say, well, they're selling off the NHS. I wonder why they're doing that. It doesn't make any sense. Well, of course it does if you're rich, because you don't even need a public health service. You don't need publicly run, state-run schools, and you certainly don't need people telling you whether you're allowed to pollute their water supply. I don't know, maybe they all drink bottled water. Sometimes I get the feeling the rich have got another planet lined up, and when the rest of it all completely is messed up here, they're all going to set off and leave us. Because that's how they're treating it. How can they imagine they will be free of what's happening here? So TTIP, people like Monsanto, we all know them, who are destroying the food supply by pushing GM crops and buying up water companies, privatised water companies over the whole world. And people like Dow Chemicals, who produced Agent Orange, involved in warfare, they will be allowed to do anything they like. What we're saying is, all right, so who you vote for isn't going to change it all. It does matter, obviously. People like Caroline, and we hope when we get people from Left Unity into positions in government as well, we will say and be able to raise these issues in Parliament and be able to say them and be taken seriously on the media. But it takes more than that. It takes strikes like on Thursday, and it takes action like this, and it takes people refusing to allow it to happen. Together, that's how we'll win. Solidarity, and eventually, I suspect, we won't be able to change the system. We'll have to get rid of it. So eventually, it'll be revolution.
Thanks, Pip. We're all, before the other speakers come along, we're just going to gather now and start getting some photos. So, how are we going to do this, Steph?
This is a photo call. The kind of mock boxes in the boxing ring, which is actually a kind of very low flat bench I've got along the pedestrianised road here. And it's got a sign on the front saying TIP, Corporate Insanity. And my box has got civil rights on her t-shirt, and everyone's got big business on hers. Wearing a bowler hat, and they both got boxing gloves. Caroline Lucas, the Green MP, is here as well.
Yeah.
I'm here with Suzanne of the Brighton Hove World Development Movement. Suzanne, this is a thing called TIP. Could you very briefly explain what that is and why you're opposed to it?
TTIP is an abbreviation for Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, mm-hmm. which is a proposed free trade agreement yeah. between the EU and the US.
Yeah.
And the reason they are pushing this so much is because of the crisis, corporations are looking for new sources of profit. They're absolutely desperate to open up new markets or penetrate existing markets deeper. So they're really pushing for it. The negotiations are taking place in secret, and it's a big threat to democracy itself, basically. It's threatening to undermine all the standards we've achieved in Europe on food safety, environmental legislation, labor rights, social rights. It's just one big horrendous thing, and we need to resist it. We basically need to stop it. So they're negotiating it at the moment, and we need to basically get this thing out into the public, make a big fuss.
How long have you got to do that?
Well, the delegations from the EU and US want to reach an agreement by the end of this year, by the end of 2014. So they're pushing for it really quickly. So we need to really mobilise very quickly as well.
So you've got a stunt here with boxers. What's the actual imagery there that you're trying to demonstrate? You've got two opposing sides, big business versus civil rights.
Yes, basically because it's a confrontation. We see it as a confrontation between all the things that are dear to us, that make our lives bearable. As a normal working people, we need these things to have a right to it. It's our right. We have fought for them.
And we have a right to protest against them as well.
Yeah.
Is there any aspect to do with fracking? Because you had to speak here talking about fracking. Would that affect the way that would go ahead?
Yeah, it will definitely have an impact on possibilities to ban fracking.
Right.
If this agreement goes ahead, I think it will really restrict any possibilities to restrict fracking.
Yeah.
So, we need it to resist it on all fronts.
So you want some heavyweight campaigners to continue the boxing metaphor? Okay, great. Thanks, Suzanne. This is another speaker.
Hi, my name's Madeline. I'm from the local Defend the NHS group. And I just thought it was really important someone said something about the NHS. Because there's a real danger that the government or the Labour Party in particular are going to say, we'll exempt the NHS and it's okay. Now, obviously, I'm passionate about the NHS. I don't want TTIP at all. And we don't want the NHS being used as a diversion by anyone, any party in Parliament. No coincidence that the TTIP group in Parliament that is led by the Labour Party. Now, I just think that's absolutely shameful. Ed Miliband was interviewed about TTIP and said he didn't have any problem with it. Now, that is just appalling. And I think, as various people have said, we all need to get on board. We all need to tell people what's happening with this iniquitous legislation. We need to do something about it now, because we haven't got long. Anyway,
thanks very much. If anyone wants
to join
Defend
the NHS, I've got leaflets. Thank you.
There's quite a few campaigns that
have overlapped. Is there anybody else who would like to say a few words about how the TTIP is going to affect them, their campaign, or any, it doesn't have to be anyone who's involved in their campaign, just anyone who's got any thoughts on it? Any more information to pass on?
Not us, we're here recording stuff, I think. There's someone coming up to the microphone.
This is Karen.
Sorry, I've never done any public speaking before, but I studied the EU for a while. I studied the EU as part of my degree, and I realised the day before I came out that actually what Cameron and the Tories are saying about these powers that we need to get back from the EU, at least there's some sorts of democratic controls in the EU. The decisions are taken by our national politicians, and there's an elected parliament. And then this TTIP is basically a massive handing over of much greater powers to corporations, and it's a huge threat to our society and our democracy. So tell everyone.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Hello, I'm the president of a party called the Wessex Regionalists, which is not in this area, obviously. But we've been campaigning for 40 years to do what is essential if we're going to get anywhere towards democracy. There is no democracy at the moment. This is the nearest thing we've got to it, being on the streets telling the truth. What I'm saying is, I campaigned against Cameron in Witney in 2010. I challenged him to explain to me why he supported the criminal invasion of Iraq led by Blair, who is a war criminal. In fact, the last three governments, including this one, are led by war criminals. These are all part of the corporate, press, church, law, and parliamentary dictatorship, which is now, in effect, an armed police dictatorship. Don't believe anything less than that. Any of us now could be shot under orders of the police. If you're in London, Boris Johnson is the Obergruppenführer Polizei Metropolitana. This is the country we really live in, and how these people get away with it is unbelievable. The final hope I can offer is, as the percentage poll upon which these criminals continue to seize power ever diminishes, it's now with 82% not supporting them. As this gets down to 90% not supporting them, we have a tipping point which we can exercise now. We must vote for anybody but any London party politician. They're part of a criminal conspiracy to seize the world, and they've nearly got it. We've got to act now and stop voting for London party politicians. Thank you.
There's an idea floating around, possibly of walking, marching through Brighton. We've got quite a few banners. I don't know what the feel is for that. I'm pretty up for that. Let's should we all gather around and start kind of one more round? Get a bit worked up. Cheer for what you want, cheer for what you love, cheer for what you want to protect. So,
for me.
In the ring, corporate power, and then we have us, we have the land, we have nature, we have people, all the things we love. Right, and they're off. Everyone gather around a bit,
public services, we need them.
Yeah, we need public services, definitely.
Putting a badge on the public services written on it.
Now, who's looking like it? Who's looking like they're going to win? Civil rights. I think
civil rights.
Let's get a bit of fighting here now. After all the information, all the support. Woo! The corporate power is not going to go down without fighting. So we need to stand up to it.
Revolution, civil rights.
We need to all get together a bit more. Yeah.
You want to meet 51?
Come on, civil rights! Come on! Go on! Get in there! Go on! We can do it! Come on! No, they won't go out without
They're
going to play nasty.
Go down!
Go down! Go on! Woo! Come on!
has been hit.
We won! Woo! I'm not the leader. I'm just here. So should we all get together in a bit of a circle now and just sort of decide what we want to do?
Hi, with a man I actually know from a long time ago, Colin Bex. Is it the Wessex regionalist?
That's absolutely right.
So why are you here today at this particular rally about TIP? Is that relevant to the Wessex regionalists?
Well, I would say Wessex regionalism is relevant to it. I put it that way because, you know, I've been doing this since 1974.
Sure.
My idea then was there was nobody else worth working, voting for, so I was invited to join the founding regionalist organisation called the Wessex Movement, and subsequent to that I've joined the Mercia Movement and been active in that as well. So the ideas which I feel are sine qua non are that we've got to deconstruct the existing top-down government dictatorship, which is what it is, and we've got to deconstruct the finance monetary system completely. We've got to replace both, however, with something pretty quickly. For the government, we've got to turn it the right way up, which means you've got to have sovereign power vested in the parishes throughout England, in the regions of England.
Something a bit more than just a parish council like we might have in some areas, something a bit more powerful.
Well, yes. What we're saying is by turning it the right way up, you'll have your local parish councils, you'll keep those, you'll have your county councils, and you'll have your regional Witham.
Sure.
Now, a region can be determined by the people who live there and say what they think the boundaries are.
It's not like the thing that John Prescott tried to do a few years
ago. Oh, totally the reverse. Yeah. Prescott's scam, which he wasted £6 million. The Northerners knew what it was about. It was for him to get a closer ear to the criminals in local party politics from the London parties.
Okay, well, as the demo's walking away, we'll probably join that.
I'm walking down.
Have you got a website or anything we can look at your ideas on?
Have I given you this?
If you read it out on here.
Right.
I'll have one of those as well, though.
Have you got one?
No, I haven't got one now.
No, right. If you go to www.wessexregionalists.org, you should find our website there.
Okay.
And
this is the area in the southwest of England.
This is the area, which is the eight counties, which our historians assure us is a reasonable area.
So Cornwall is excluded.
Cornwall is excluded because it has its own very powerful and ahead of us organisation, but it's been going for 60 years. We've been only going for 40.
Okay, so you work with them, you're not kind of rivals?
Well, we don't work with them, but we are supportive of them because we wish them well. I marched from Salisbury to Wessex and exchanged banners with the leader, the Wessex banner of the white gold wyvern on the red background with the St Piran cross.
So what is your logo? It's a green
dragon.
Our
logo, this is the party logo.
Yeah.
If you go to www.wessex society, do you want to walk on?
Yes, we'll walk along, because the demo's moved ahead.
Yes, that's right. So that's where you can look at those two sites. I won't say Google, because IXQuick, which is the most private search engine available.
Okay.
And they
I think our listeners are quite good on internet, because we're on internet broadcast. So,
Well, if you could put the word out that I'm looking for a geek, because I'm no geek, to help me bring our website up to speed and possibly to get a camera and a chap like yourself with a recorder to follow my next election battle with a camera, preferably put it up on YouTube the same day. I would be delighted, because my problem and all our small party problems is we don't get the publicity. They don't want to know about us. They
have to make your own media now.
You have to do it all yourself and get it up on the web, because that's where it belongs.
Sure, absolutely.
And we're going to bring this system down by the web. There's no question about it.
As long as
they don't
censor it.
It's you know, people getting in on 18% of the poll.
Absolutely.
Ridiculous.
Okay, great. We'll walk up the road.
Yeah, we will. Great.
The information where unknown forces strike the edge of ecology.